Blog Talk Radio. Alrighty, thank you everybody for being here today. Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. And just our usual and normal announcements here, getting a lineup. I've been talking to Jethro and trying to figure out who's on what days, and I finally got my list here. It's better than the guy in December with the ho-ho-ho on his list. But anyway, on Mondays, here on Psychics Gone Wild at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, we will have Jethro, and he is hosting Janine Reagan Sinclair. She is a healer using the Diamond Key. It's KI healing methods. She is amazing. They take calls, and she kind of tells callers, you know, what she sees healing-wise, different things in the body that they might need to work on. And then Tuesdays, of course, is our musical psychic, Pamela Cummins. And she specializes in love and relationships, but also does business, finance, career, the whole spectrum. And it's really funny because she gets a lot of her information via song and song lyrics, and it's really cool to listen to her. And, of course, she's on with us at 2 p.m. Eastern Time on Tuesdays. And then again, she is on at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, same day, a little bit later in the day, with Spiritual Learning Connection. And I'm not sure who her guest is for this week. She always has really amazing people. And we do like to remind people, check out the archives, the archive shows, because there she has put a tremendous amount of learning and, you know, gotten really amazing guests. Clear back to, back in November, she started with boundaries and fears and, you know, all that kind of stuff related to relationship things. It's like just, you know, absolutely amazing. Then, and Monday we also have Amy Cavanaugh on Spiritual Learning Connection. Not quite sure of the time. A lot of times Amy has been doing like a 1 a.m. gig, and she calls it late night reading. So I have never had the opportunity to listen to that in archives yet, but for those of you who want to sit up, it's like, it's amazing the amount of live listens she has at that hour of the morning. Really surprised me. Anyway, apparently there's a lot of late night birds. Anyway, and on Wednesday is Mystic Celeste. Now, she has been traveling a little bit. They are relocating, but her segment is on Wednesday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Of course, it's all the same phone number, 773-897-6461. And then Wednesdays, we're kind of bopping around a little bit with Spiritual Learning Connection. We're not quite sure who all was on there. Sometimes it's me, sometimes it's someone else. Sometimes, you know, we don't have a spot to fill there. But we're working on getting more people so we can do that one 7 days a week also. On Thursdays, leads to Jethro and Dina Flanagan on Psychics Gone Wild. And they have a fun time. It's 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And a lot of times Thursdays is when I do a segment there, kind of I'll say my normal one, and that might be changing because we offered Dina a spot, and she would like to come over and do some topic talk there too. So we're kind of clearing the boards for her there, and whatever day she wants, she'll have a spot there and be on and do some of her learning and teaching stuff there too. But I tend to do the Greg Braden stuff. I've been working through the Isaiah Effect, and I also found this really amazing, it's a series of little books, and it's by a Japanese author. At the time the book was written, the gentleman did not speak any English. I don't know if that has changed or not, but his name is Masaru, M-A-S-A-R-U, Emoto, and it's called The Hidden Messages in Water. It's a New York Times bestseller, and it is just phenomenal. The pictures that he took of water and what they would expose the water either to pictures or words or sounds or different things. And depending on the vibration of the word said, it had a real, you can really see it in the pictures, it had a profound effect on the crystals that the water formed when they took photos of it. So it makes us a lot more aware that what we say, because we are, you know, 75 to 78% water here, just like our planet is. So when we speak something, if we speak certain words, it apparently has a tendency to have that kind of same vibration to us, because it affects, you know, the 75 or 78% of our of our water crystals within us. So it really makes a point of you want to be speaking nice things. You don't want to let bad things out your mouth. And you look at those sodas and go, oh, my goodness, do I want these kind of formations in my body or do I want these? And he did all kinds of stuff with pictures of water that was microwaved and prayed over, microwaved and not prayed over, microwaved, you know, and then lake water. They had pictures of lake water that had been, you know, like polluted and was having problems. And then people went out and literally did a prayer over the water, and then they sampled the same water, you know, before the prayer, after the prayer, and just the effect that it had on it. It was just, you know, they're amazing. There's three books in the series, and like I say, the first one is called The Hidden Messages in Water, and it's just, you look through those photos and go, wow, got to read the story on this. It is translated by a gentleman by the name of, let's see, I had it there a moment ago before I went to look for it, translated by David A. Thane. But the author is M-A-S-A-R-U, Mas, I guess it's Masaru, and it's E-M-O-T-O Emoto. So go check that out at the local library if you don't want to buy it. It is in a, I got it out of Hastings in a soft cover, so I know it's out there. Anyway, back to our lineup here. Friday is Jethro, and he kind of has various guests on that day, and then Saturdays, it seems like I seem to be doing Saturdays lately, so I guess for the moment I'm going to be doing Saturdays with a guest, and it will be, you know, different guests every week. We had, like I said, we had Teresa Proctor last night. We had an awesome time. It was a lot of fun. So anyway, make sure you guys go and check out www.psychicsgonewild.com. There are, oh, and that's what it was. Jethro has a Valentine's special coming up, and he said it's only good. I don't know if it's, I wouldn't wait till Valentine's Day, but if you want to take advantage of his special, you go to Yelp, Yelp.com, and type in Psychic Jethro, or, you know, Jethro Smith, and it will pop up his site where he's at. And he is, I don't recall, he was kind of in a hurry, and I don't recall that he told me exactly what the special was, but I know he's having a Valentine's Day special there. So if you're looking to get a little bit of a discount on a reading, that would be a great place to go check that out. And let's see, oh yeah, Pamela also has, what do I want to say, you know, the discounts of the specials. It's like for a person who is looking at reading with her for the first time, she has an automatic $10 off discount. And then sometimes, you know, she does kind of like, you know, a special a week, or, you know, sometimes every other week, something like that. Where I know there's one week, I'm not saying that that's this week, but I know one week she had an additional $20 off. So for people who were like a first-time client and then booking with her for that week, it's like you actually got $30 off of her reading for half an hour, which was a pretty significant price reduction. So, yeah, so check those out and, you know, kind of follow along with those, because it's an opportunity to have some, you know, personal private time rather than on the airwaves, you know, airing the sheets, so to speak, on the airwaves. So, yeah. Sometimes it's nice to have those personal and private times with someone doing a reading for you. Okay. Oh, yes. And Teresa's information for Teresa Proctor, and she's got that new the new book. That's what we were discussing last night. You can email her at Teresa, T-E-R-E-S-A, at the Radiant Key, T-H-E-R-A-D-I-N-T-K-E-Y.com, or just go www.theradiantkey.com. And you can find her book there. Also coming up, I know we have a special guest, Don Milton, on February 17th. That will be a week from today. And the way to get a hold of him, I went and checked out his site. It's donmilton.net, just donmilton.net. And he does this the EFT stuff. So this coming week, I'm going to get to test some of that out. He's got several different modalities in there that he does in terms of the healing. I'm not sure what it is because I haven't done it yet, but by Sunday I will have tried some of this and see how it works, because I got the one for stuff dealing with your back. As I said, I'm tired of going to the chiropractor so much lately. I got to see if I can do something different with my back and see if it's more of an energy-related rather than a physiologically-related moment going on. So anyway, I'm going to give that a try. Let's see. Okay. All righty. Let's see. I just got one in chat. He says, I think you took over on Saturdays, but Jethro didn't tell you. Yeah. I think you're right, Rich. I think that's what happened. Oh, golly. All righty. Well, we got a caller in queue here who has been very patient. And what I'm doing today is I'm just going to ask for your birth, month, date. And depending on how much information you want for the year, it's like if it's a year, we have things that do like a, oh, golly, what do I want to call it? It's like tables. It's like a yearly table. So I'll get you on here. It looks might be a Skype caller. It starts with one and it's 442. So I'll find out here in just a minute if the blog talk moment will work. There we go. Okay, area code. Looks like you're from Skype or international. It's a 1442. Are you on with us?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I sure can.
Yeah, hi.
What I need to get is a month and day of your birth, and it's like I'll be able to tell you what your birth card is, and then if you are interested in stuff kind of going out for the year, I'll need your current age, and we'll look at that stuff.
Good question, okay. Please.
Oh, a question? Okay. Am I getting the timeline
sure.
here?
Hello?
Oh, there we
sorry,
go.
Sorry, I think I'm on a very bad line. My name is Dee. Yeah, my month is date of birth is 24th April 1978.
Okay, wait a minute here. Yeah, I understand what you're talking about here. I'm gonna try a different moment here with my phone. It's like okay, I heard you say the word month and I heard you say the word date, and then I didn't catch the month or the date. It's like it's booping you like every other word. So let's try it slower. Go ahead.
Really sorry about that. My date of birth is 24th April 1978.
Okay, let's see. What I got there was I got the 24th in 1978, and I still missed the month on it. Was it the
sorry,
first?
Sorry,
go ahead.
24th April 1978.
Okay, is it April?
Yes, that's right. 24th of April,
okay.
24.
There we go. Okay. Yeah, you're right. This is, I don't know if it's a Skype or what. Sometimes we do have a little bit of trouble with the Skype calls, but I apologize for that. That's kind of a blog talk moment going on now. But anyway. Okay, April, and my question is, can you hear me okay? Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can barely hear you.
Okay, all right. I'll try to talk loud and talk slower than I normally do. April 24th, you are a 10 of clubs, is your birth card, and you have a king of spades as your planetary ruler. I know the 10, here we go. The 10 of clubs is, clubs are always about, they're the scholars of the deck. And you tend to have 10, I'll say, you know, as a support group, if you wish, 10 people, you know, at any given time around you who are either, you know, family, friends, supportive of you, you know, kind of that social group that you have to go to. It's also called the card of mental accomplishment. The 10 of clubs is a very independent person. You will act sometimes as though you are the king of your suit. You have come full circle in your quest for knowledge. You have a powerful mind and a consuming desire for more knowledge, and that makes you really progressive and usually very successful. In this life, you're learning to regain control over your mind, which has sometimes dealt the life of its own, if you will. A lot of the 10 of clubs people complain of having trouble sleeping because this endless chatter that goes on in your mind, kind of like the hamster running on a wheel all night. The best path back to self-mastery is to direct the mind into right motives, higher principles, and hard work. And you need hard work and to keep busy to really be happy. You have the three parts in Mars that makes for some emotional restlessness and undecidedness about your choice of occupation, which can be a strain on relationships and can hold you back sometimes from achieving your highest ambition. The three of diamonds is a challenge card for you. It also bears this out and tells you're going to be doing a lot of experimenting as you work to find out what really satisfies you and makes you happy in life. You have a Jack of Spades karma card, which can be a blessing or a curse, depending on how you use it. It's the card of the actor, but it's also called the card of the thief, and it's also called the card of the spiritual initiate, all three. The potential there is for great success in the arts, involvement with spiritual subjects and studies, but also for using your gift. Just be careful you don't use it in a less than honest way, because it will come back to bite you, okay? There's a strong desire for spiritual wisdom, and a study of spiritual philosophies is going to bring contact with many uplifting groups, is going to really increase your enjoyment in life. Your most fulfilling bits will come through work that allows you some freedom and expression of your creativity. Your greatest challenge really lies in making up your mind about which way to go, or, you know, what's really going to make you happy in life and what's going to satisfy you. Okay. In relationships, because you really are independent, powerful, and creative, a lot of times you have some difficulty in establishing long-term relationships. Some of the more famous people, I'll say, that have this Ten of Clubs is Madonna, very famous person, Barbra Streisand, Shirley MacLaine. They're the ladies with that Ten of Clubs, but they're the ones who realize, the people who realize the success potential of this card can sometimes be better off being single and just admitting it up front. But, you know, there's that undeniable thirst for love, and really, love has its own truth, and that, you know, you have to contend with. Love always wants more of itself, wants more intimacy, which brings better, you know, greater pleasure, feelings of union. For most people, it requires making a commitment, and that's where Ten of Clubs people have the challenge. It sometimes tends to be, you know, either you or your partner that kind of can't make that choice to have, you know, just one person. But regardless of gender, you know, you've got such a strong work and career drive that few, if any, would sacrifice that for the sake of a personal relationship. It's like career is really important to you. The ones that do find satisfaction in marriage manage to maintain careers while the, you know, their spouse takes care of the domestic responsibilities. Okay, sometimes the Ten of Clubs has a short attention span when it comes to personal relationships. It's the threes and the Mars and Pluto that make that variety prone and likely to change frequently, okay? It's also important to realize that as a Ten of Clubs, you can have whatever you want in personal relationships. And you've got a King of Spades also in your Venus position that tells us that more than any other card in the deck, you can become the master of your emotions and basically choose whatever you want with romance and marriage. It's just the matter of interest and first commitment. It's that, you know, the free will, you know. It's like just deciding what you really want to do with things. And then, let's see, you have the King of Spades also is your planetary ruler. And it gives you a great deal of potential power, but along with that, a lot of responsibility, which, you know, a lot of people choose not to go with, you know. But you do have that ability to accomplish great feats in this lifetime. But on the flip side, if you do that, you know, you kind of have to let go of some of that creative and playful activities in order to attain this. You have to play less and work more. So sometimes you can be bossy and stubborn, but you have a lot of wisdom to share with others. But the question is, you know, do you follow your own good advice? With that card, you have, you know, absolutely no reason for not having, you know, being really successful and, you know, happy in life. And again, it's just, it reflects how our choices in life are the true measure of who or what we are. So it, you know, comes down to that free will again and just choosing what you want. But uncertainty and concerns around love, marriage, and romance are also there to deal with whenever you decide to address those. And then in terms of this year, let's see, 78, 88, 98, let me do some math here. 88, 98, 8, 9, 12. Okay, so this is the 34th. You're coming up on 34th. So right now you're in your 33rd year. And let's just kind of see. I'm thinking you're coming up to the end time. You're either going to be in the Uranus time frame or the Neptune time frame of your year. So let me look at that really quick. Okay. Yeah, okay. Yep, for the moment, the Uranus time frame started January 10th, and then the Neptune, that's going to go until March 3rd, and then March 3rd it kicks into Neptune. And let's just have a real quick look and see what that looks like here for the put them back to the tables here and check this out. Okay, so right now you're currently dealing with, you have an Eight of Spades and you have a Two of Hearts in this Uranus time frame, and coming up is that Neptune time frame, you're going to have the Six of Spades, which is karmic stuff. Now, right now with that Eight of Spades, it's a very powerful card. And Two of Hearts indicates that you want to be working in partnership with someone. So that, you know, the Eight really, you know, states that you are capable of, you know, you've got the power to do that if you want to. And Uranus is the planet of unexpected things. So it's going to be whatever it is, you know, whatever partnership or things that you know, have going on, it's going to be kind of unexpected. Now, for the whole year, your long range for this past year has been Four of Diamonds, which has been, it's been a year where you've really wanted to look for stability in finances. Now, that's going to change with your birthdays coming up this year. That's going to change to a Six of Diamonds for your long range. So that's going to be a year of kind of like, you know, the karmic paybacks and all that kind of stuff, kind of balancing the scale. It's going to look a little more okay, that Eight of Spades and Uranus, and see what else, if it had anything else really in particular that it can tell us here. Okay, we got the Nines, we got the Eights. Here we go. And okay, it's one of this time frame right here is one of power and success within an organization or labor group, in real estate, humanitarian efforts, or scientific work. You've got the power to overcome illness and most other obstacles present. Relations with employees would be beneficial, and all work with larger corporations or organizations should prove to be very successful. You can make some important and profitable connections during this period. Because of the power of that card, it's really like a guarantee that it's going to be a very successful, prosperous period, you know, again, provided you keep moving forward and don't stop and shoot yourself in the foot, okay, because, you know, you always have that option. Okay, and then with that Two of Hearts, I'm going to take a look for that Two of Hearts in that same time frame and see what Two of Hearts has to tell us. It's an element of unusual and unexpected in your close relationships and partnerships. Your status quo might be a little disrupted by a partnership or friendship, or you may find yourself in an unusual romantic affair. Okay, there may be time spent with a close friend at work, or one that you meet in some kind of community place. And it's a good time to make friends who will, you know, just love you for yourself. Also, and then kind of a forward look into that Neptune time frame, because Neptune can be the planet of illusion. Sometimes you just have to be careful of deception happening in there. So let's see in that Neptune time frame. And it's, you might have a long, monotonous journey, or a journey you had planned gets canceled, there's postponed, something with journeys, okay? You've got a steadying influence of the Six of Spades. It's usually going to counteract most proposed changes in location, work, or health right now, but it's an excellent influence for spiritual or intuitive studies, which, you know, you're probably into right now. And you might have a really keen appreciation of life and the mysteries of self. You're right. Of the laws of cause and effect will help you overcome situations of discord with others. One of the possible benefits is that you could discover or deepen your life's purpose, you know, what you really came here to accomplish. All that's really required for you is just to tune into your thoughts and feelings, your own intuition, especially when you're alone or meditating. And that's one of the things we really encourage here. It's like, you know, we appreciate all the calls in, definitely. But we're also kind of taking a new tack. It's like we are trying to get people into classes, you know, for your own personal psychic development and intuitive development, because there's an old saying that says, you know, when you give a man a fish, you feed him for the day. When you teach the man to fish, you feed him for his lifetime. And that's what we're trying to help all of our listeners and people to do, is to really develop that, you know, their own intuition, their own, you know, sense of knowing. And it's like, now we are getting more calls where people are calling and going, you know, I was just wondering about this, and they'll say, yeah, I kind of had that feeling, you know, and then I just wanted to verify it. And that's, you know, that's definitely, you're on the right track, you know, with doing that. So not sure if you had any other questions for sure about something.
Yeah, thanks
specific.
A lot. That was really in-depth reading. If I can ask just a question about how my work life is going to be this year, as in I'm in the same employment and I hope to continue in the same employment. So how do you see my work going? It's unstable at the moment.
Okay. Like I say, for that, okay, what has been, like I say, see, your energy, the energy of that will shift for you after your birthday this year. Because right now where you're at is you've had the four diamonds for this, for this current year that you're in, for this current age and time. It says, okay, you've had the four diamonds, which is like, the sound values, bring financial stability, the card. But it's like your actual financial situation this year, was sort of contented and satisfied, for the majority of the year. But a sound sense of what you want seems to attract everything you need without a lot of effort. You might be laying the foundation for long-term prosperity. It's not a card of overwhelming success with money. It just means that you're going to have enough to meet your needs and a little extra. It can be a very welcome card, though, especially if, things have not been up to par. What's really happening is you're getting clear about your values, and that is the things that are most important to you in life and what things are not. And it's like, that's what you've been working through on the 33rd year. At least for this year, where and how money fits into your life, among other things, you hold important. And it tends to attract abundance and prosperity as you have everything in its best place. It's really an inner process, and you're, bound to develop some success, this year, before this year is up. If you share your wealth both materially and knowledge-wise with others, you multiply your blessings. The key words for this continuing year is your soundness and firmness in value solidifies your financial resources and creates financial protection and satisfaction. Now, after your birthday in April, that one will shift, and it's going to go to the Six of Diamonds as your long range and overall. And that one, okay, like I say, this will be after, after April. For that long one, it's going to be a very steadying influence when it shows up as a long range card. It's going to exceed strongly for the entire year. It's going to be good if you're in a good financial shape when the year begins, because it will tend to sustain whatever conditions were in effect when the year began. But it can be difficult if you enter the year lacking financially in some way. You could find yourself in a financial rut, just struggling to get ahead and constantly beset with unpaid bills, that kind of thing. So it's a powerful karma card. It ensures that any imbalances in your financial picture are going to be evened out and ironed out this year. It might mean, you pay off existing debts or you repaid money you loaned. It's really wise to be totally responsible under that influence because, if you get into the people that are, dealing dishonestly, you're going to get immediate, karmic comeback on that. But if you recognize the inherent potential in that card, it's like you're going to be well ahead of the game by always doing more than you were paid for in business financial dealings. So it's really going to bring you additional returns, especially under the karmic money card. As you sow, so shall you reap this year. So just kind of keep that one in mind. A lot of your experiences this year are going to prove to demonstrate the need for personal integrity, responsibility in all the financial areas. In another vein, it can mark a year that you find a deeper purpose for your life work, because diamonds are about value, not just about money. Any six in this prominent position can signal a time when you discover something that you're really fated or destined to do. In this case, it involves helping others and finding a more meaningful set of values to base, life on. And the key words for the coming one is a year of focus on financial responsibility, balancing of accounts, and compromise for balance in financial affairs. You open yourself up to discovering a special and higher purpose for your life work. So, you've got some really, really good potential, but again, this is kind of like, you're given the tool in the toolbox, and it's like, depends on how you use it. Okay, so this is one of those, I'll say, really free will cards where, you've got some really good potential for, for finances coming in, but at the same time, it's like make sure you're kind of set, where you want to be at the beginning of your year, because that's going to kind of continue for starting after like April, from April to April, from your 34th birthday to your 35th. So it's like, really and truly, this is kind of the your choice year. Okay, so there are opportunities there. It's like, be positive with it, be open to it, be looking for those, and you will have a really good year. So that's all I can say on that one. That's what I got for you for today. Does that help any?
Yes, that's helping a lot, Kelly. Thanks a lot.
All righty. Thank you for calling in. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. All righty. And we have another Skype caller here. You're all ones. So you're ones all across the board.
Hello?
Hello. You're on.
Hi. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you doing today?
Pretty good.
Okay, what I need to get is if you just let me have your, I do card reading stuff, but it's based on the month and day of your birth. And then if we're looking at yearly stuff, I need to know how old you are, too. Yes, I'm probably pretty.
12, 31, 38.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Oh, 1938?
No, I'm 30.
Oh, no, 30. Okay, I was going, wow. Okay. Never mind. My brain part, that was bad. Oh, man. You're going to hate me on this one, because in this card system, the only card we can't read out of the deck is the person who has December 31st birthday, because you guys are the jokers. You're the only day of the year that is the joker card, and you're the joker for me today. Wow. Let's see. What I can tell you is you're Capricorn, and I know that generically, you know, the Capricorn people I've met and studied about and whatever, Capricorns, you guys are list makers. You are very methodical with what you do. You like to be organized. I have a Capricorn daughter. It's like, who's 13, him is organizing me. It's like, and I'm an Aquarius. It's like, oh, my God, I didn't need this much structure in my life. But you're very capable of, you know, I mean, I've seen so many very, I'll say, successful Capricorn business people, and they're usually in business for themselves. You know, it's like they're their own entrepreneurs and, you know, doing their own thing type of thing, because it's, you know, it's just really a very independent sign. It's like you guys are the sea goat, and really and truly, you know, you've got the ability to do anything you want to do. And it's like, and especially where you're the joker, it's like you can choose to be any card in this deck, and you can do anything you want to do.
True.
So, you know, so a lot of that is, I'm gonna play devil's advocate. It's like, how do you see your life unfolding this year? It's like, what do you want to see coming forward with you this year? Because you just had your birthday. So it's like, yeah. this is really cool. The only thing I can tell you specifically about 38 is mostly it doesn't happen until you're like 44, 45. I know that coming up you have, you know, different pinnacle years, peak years, that kind of stuff. But on your, you know, kind of prepare, let's see, 38, 39, 40, 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, this is a six-year look ahead, okay? When you're 44, you have what's called your pre-birth year. And that's kind of, it's going to kind of be a, you know, muddy, fuzzy, kind of like, you know, ever gone walking in the fog? You know, think of the London fog where you can't see, you know, you can hold your hand out and you can't see your hand, you know, at the end of your arm, okay? That's what 44 is going to be like. It's going to be a really, really fuzzy, unclear year for you, okay? 45, on the other hand, is called the rebirth year. And what happens then is a person has their midlife crisis, if you will, is what people call, because what happens is the card layouts, you're in that 45-year cycle, and if you look at, like, you know, sine waves and that kind of stuff that cycle along, we have learning curves, and it's like they've discovered, you know, whether in grade school, college, doesn't matter. You have 40, you know, your first 45 minutes, you have a really good up curve of learning, and the next 45 minutes you need to kind of review. And it's like some of the schools have taken out, you know, with the block classes of 90 minutes. So it's like they learn, they review, you know, and then they go on. And that's kind of like what the whole life cycle is in years. It's like you go that first 45 years, and it's like then your cards are in the exact same place as when you stepped in on this planet, and you have the opportunity to totally remake your life the way you want it for the next 45 years, because the layouts go like to age 100. So they plan on us living a long time, which is really kind of cool. So when you hit that age and stage, you know, that's where your people go, wow, what happened to you? I don't know you anymore. It's like you've changed so much, blah, blah, blah. You know, but that is just you taking that energy and upping it. So it's like, you have something to look forward to. This is cool. But on the other hand, this year and the more immediate, I'm just going to say, you know, 2013 is like, you know, it's supposed to be a pretty good year for us. It's like we're coming into, oh, golly, I want to say, I'm not sure. I think it's year of the... Oh, shoot. I think it's year of the snake. I'm not positive, but I know it's a time of, you know, it's going to be more laid back, more mellow, you know, time for artistic things, graceful things, that kind of stuff. But as a Capricorn, you know, you can go forward in this year and really and truly, I mean, the really funny thing about the cards is, you know, I've seen people with terrible cards have wonderful years because they took those cards as, you know, like the diamond-shaped warning sign, hey, the bridge is out and take a detour, you know, or you're going to end up in the ravine type of moment. So I've seen people with terrible cards have wonderful years, and on the flip side, I've seen people with really awesome, great cards, which are, you know, going, wow, you know, nothing better, and they shoot themselves in the foot and they have a lousy year. So it just kind of depends on, you know, and what I'm going to say is as an exercise, if you don't have a journal or if you don't, you know, either dream journal or, you know, whatever, write things down, get yourself a little notebook. And it's like write a letter, you know, either to yourself or the universe. If you have not seen Rhonda or read, you know, Rhonda Byrne's book, The Secret, it's like kind of, you know, take a look at that one and just kind of, you know, write your program out and say, here's, you know, thank you God or thank you universe, you know, do the thank you moments of thank you that my life is, and then you spell out, you know, it's like, you know, thank you that I've got, you know, prosperity or abundance or, you know, whatever I have, you know, sufficient to meet my needs plus, or, you know, or whatever it is that you're looking for this year. So that's, it's really kind of standing at the, like the captain of the ship. It's like you're standing at the wheel and it's like you are steering, you know, your course in life. So it's like write that letter and then post it where you see it, kind of on, you know, that regular basis. And it's like, you know, like the guy who got out of, you know, he says he got out of, I can't remember which presenter it was, you know, every time when he gets out of bed in the morning, every time his foot hit the floor, you know, all the way to the bathroom, it was like, you know, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And it's like, you know, that attitude of gratitude, because it really does, the more you promote out positive stuff, the more it comes back. And I don't know if you heard earlier, it's like I was kind of talking about the water and the crystals, where we're really, this gentleman, it's called The Hidden Meaning or Hidden Messages in Water. And if you haven't seen that, I don't know if it would be in the libraries yet, but you might go to, you know, local bookstore. Just flip through those and look at the pictures a little bit, because this gentleman photographed water crystals. And it really makes an impact on how we talk, because we're, you know, 75-78% water, how we talk to ourselves. It's like our self-talk. And there's another book called, you know, How to Talk to Yourself 365 Days a Year, okay? But just, you know, just those kind of things where it's like, you know, keep it positive. And it's like, I know sometimes, you know, with things that go on, there are days and times that it's hard to be positive. It's like, you know, you really have to, I don't know if you ever saw that old movie with Hayley Mills called Pollyanna. It's like really, you know, playing the glad game and really looking for excuses to be happy. And it's like, you know, and sometimes you really have to, you know, really have to dig sometimes for those nuggets to go, yes, I see the silver lining on this cloud and I'm really working to harvest it. Because sometimes you got those, you know, you got those black days. But on the other hand, it's like if it's going to rain, at least pop out your umbrella so you don't get soaked. Was there anything in particular? I'm kind of just seeing if I'm feeling anything because I'm not one of the, you know, the better intuitives. What I will say is I would strongly encourage you to call back, like, on Tuesday with Pamela Cummins. She is amazing. And it's like she's known as our musical psychic. She's on at 2 p.m. Eastern time. It's the same phone number, the 773-897-6461. And she gets messages. I mean, it's really cool. And then there's Celeste is on Wednesday, and that's at like 9 o'clock Eastern. The rest of them, 9 o'clock on Wednesday, 9 o'clock on Thursday, 9 o'clock on Friday. And Jethro and Dina do the Thursday segment, and Jethro and a guest usually do Friday. So, you know, call back in. I'll encourage you, you know, to call back in because, you know, we've really got some phenomenal people. Also, you know, if you have, like, you know, just like one question or an email question, something like that, you can check out that www.psychicsgonewild.com. And, you know, there's specials and deals there. Oh, and also, Jethro is running a special, like, for, I don't know, he didn't exactly tell me what it was, but I know if you go to Yelp.com and type in either Psychic Jethro or Jethro Smith, it'll take you to whatever his page is over there, and he's got a Valentine's Day deal. So it's like, don't wait till Valentine's Day to get it, you know, book it beforehand. But a lot of times, you know, if you just, like, have, you know, one question, you know, they can do that or just, you know, call back in, because I will say Pamela and Jethro and Dina, you know, it's like, all of our psychic people, it's like, I'm probably the low person on the totem pole when it comes to that, because my area really and truly is, I'm a Reiki master and I do more healing stuff, so.
I think you hit it, because I've been doing, like, I'm writing stuff down, and then, like, after I write it, like, I burn it.
Ah, then the prayer to the universe, yes. I loved it. There was a time and frame and place when I lived in a place that had a fireplace. I loved it. It's like, I will give you some little helpful hints there. It's like, when you write it down, use a blue pen and use paper that is not lined. So it's like, you know, just like if you have index cards, you know, or just like plain, you know, a plain sheet of paper, don't use paper with lines on it, because the colors have something to do with things coming in. And it's like, do not use a black pen if you can avoid it. You know, use a blue pen, because that's, you know, or even a purple, because it's like that's faith, that's spirituality. So it's like, if you can do the writing in blue or purple ink and do it on white, you know, on just white unlined paper, it's like, and then there's also a thing where you fold it three times. You fold it once, you fold it twice, you fold it a third time. You know, you say your prayer with it, and then, you know, then torch it. It's like, that's also a very good affirmation.
So I didn't know about the lined paper. Or I even get what color I have in my hands, like brown or whatever. And then I just grab it.
Well, let's just say, if you want to try it, you'd be amazed. It's just like I found out that there's a vibration moment with colors. And it's like, if you really want to test with that, if you live in a cold place, red, wear red socks. I don't know what the deal is, but it's the vibration of red. Red socks will actually keep your feet warmer if they're cold. So I've tried that. It does work. It's like, I also know you do not want to wear black socks, because of the dyes and stuff in the black socks. It's really bad for your feet and it's bad for your body. So red socks are good. White socks are good. Even green socks are good, but don't wear black socks anyway. Health moment today. Oh, God. But, you know, please do call us back in, because we don't have limits on how many times people can call on our shows. You know, we don't track people. We're not the Facebook police or anything. So it's like, do call back in and, ask whatever you needed to ask with, I like to say Pamela's great. I love her reading. She's so cool with stuff. And so is Jethro. So is Dina. You know, it's like they're all wonderful. They really are. But, not sure if there's anything else I can answer for you today, but, hope it helps.
Like, for instance, like when I did the thing, just like happy, whatever, stuff like that, right? And what,
yeah,
I'm thinking. Okay. Stuff like that. Okay.
And also, what I will say too is, and this is from Anthony Robbins, if you're looking to either, like, you know, change a habit, whether it's like changing your mental mindset, if you take, you know, now this you can use lined paper, he doesn't have restrictions on that, but if you write down 15 times in the morning and at night what habit you want to change, like, you know, people have used quit smoking, and it's like, the trick is, you cannot use negative words. You can't say, okay, for example, if you want to eat healthy, you say, I do not eat sugar, because there's something in the brain, like our subconscious, that filters out that not word. So if you write, I do not eat sugar, what your brain will hear is, I do eat sugar. Instead, you want to say something, phrase it really positively, like, I eat only healthy foods, you know, or I am at my perfect weight, or, you know, I have prosperity, you know, coming in now in abundance, or something like that. But make it very, very positive statements. Don't put any kind of a not or a don't statement in there. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All righty. Well, give that a shot and give you back. Oh, and it does take 21 days for that. Experiment with that. Take 21 days on that one.
Cool.
Okay, well, hopefully we'll talk to you again.
Thanks.
Okay, thank you. All righty. And our last caller here for the day, area code. Whoops, it blipped out of me. Hang on. Area code 706. 706, you're on with us. Whoops, what did I do there? 706, you're on with us live. Okay, I'm not hearing anything. They might just be listening. Okay. Well, that being the case, I'm gonna just kind of leave you live on, so it's like if you have us muted or something, click back on if you had a question for us today. Let me know that. Just kind of going to go over. Oh, yes. Let's see. And Jethro is still, he will autograph his book that he and Kay wrote. It's called Living in the Psychic Realm. And if you go check that out, I believe that should be on one of his sites. He has several of them. Let me do that. There we go. The best one that I know of in terms of contact information is just to go to that www.psychicsgonewild.com, and that gives, it has a page in there for all the people who are our readers and, you know, intuitives, whatever, on the show, and gives you contact information there. Also, let's see, I know he does stuff over on Yelp. He does, if you want to email him, it's psychicjethro@aol.com. Let me think. His number is 928-284-0437. And, wow, he just, you know, he does, like I say, he does a variety of stuff. He does classes. I know they're getting together a class, you know, psychic development stuff. And I know Pamela is getting classes together for psychic development. And, again, you know, if you check out some of the archive shows that we've had over, you know, both on Psychics Gone Wild and especially over on the Spiritual Learning Connection, I forgot to give the phone number of that earlier. It's 714-333-3354 to call in. A lot of times this depends, you know, depends on the day. Sometimes Pamela, she has a guest on that they're you know, talking about stuff. They'll take, you know, topic. They do topic talk, and if someone has a question, you know, they'll take a question on, you know, on the topic. I do know this past week she had a gal on about manifesting. So that's what we were just, you know, talking about with our previous caller, is how to manifest things in a positive way, how to get out of that poverty mentality that, you know, so many of us are, because, you know, this is, it goes back to The Secret, where it says, you know, gee, if you're going around saying, oh, I'm sick, and oh, I'm, you know, I'm too broke, and oh, I, blah, blah, blah.
Hello?
Oh, my goodness, in the world. Okay, there's an actual phone ring there. Let's see. I hope I'm still on here. Wow. Let me try that one. Not sure there. Let's see what I've got. Okay, that was really unusual. Okay. Anyway, totally blew my train of thought. Yes, let's call the train derailment for me. 714-333-3354. Yes, lots of threes in there. Is the number to call in on Spiritual Learning Connection. And like I say, Pamela has had, you know, checking the archives. Jethro's got some shows over there that he archived with the angels and, you know, meditations and with the angels. And it's like, go check those out. It's amazing. I mean, there's just, you know, there's really a pretty good library of information. It's like if somebody took all that info and wrote it all down, you know, you could compile that into a pretty good notebook, you know, for your own learning and stuff. It's pretty cool. Ah, let's see. And what else? Yes, make sure you get his Valentine's Day special. It's running from now until, and I didn't catch really and truly whether he said February 13th or February 14th. I think he said February 14th. It's, you know, like something, I don't know if it's midnight it shuts off, but February 14th it'll be gone. So if you want his special deal over there, it's Yelp, YELP.com, and then, you know, either Psychic Jethro or Jethro Smith to get that. And he's always telling me I need to promote some of the stuff that I do a little bit. So, okay, I have a hard time talking about myself normally, but, gee, I've got 4 whole minutes here on air time. So a little bit of what I do. I do healthy coffee with the Theragana Gold. And it's not just coffee as well as the flavors. It's, you know, we got black coffee, we got mocha, we've got latte, we've got tea. We got 3 different kinds of tea. We have green tea, red tea, and black tea. We also have hot chocolate for children, although children with the herb that's put in there, which is the Ganoderma, actually neutralizes most of the caffeine and all of the acid. So it's really amazing the health benefits you can get from taking this stuff. I know for myself, I had I used to wear contact lenses, and I had a corneal ulcer in my eye. And I got a parasite in my eye that, you know, destroyed and was wreaking havoc. And then I got cataracts, and my whole pupil of my right eye, I wish I had taken pictures. You know, you don't think of that at the time. You know, it's like my older kids were going, Mom, you look really freaky. I'm like, well, I can't see out of this eye, and I really want to. So I went to a corneal specialist, and he says, well, the only way I can fix this is with a corneal transplant. And then he proceeded to ask me if I had insurance, which I did not. And he mumbled a bit to himself. He was an older gentleman taking that Hippocratic oath. And says, well, I can't look at something like this and not do something. He says, how about if I do the operation and you pay me $50 a month for the rest of your life? And I kind of went, I need to think about that. I was like, I thought about it for 5 months until I found an herbal that helped. And I was never a coffee drinker before I got into this company. And literally 90 days, it's like I signed up that I got three boxes of the coffee, and I drank one packet of this coffee a day with the stuff in it. In 90 days, it had cleared out all the cataracts out of my eyes. So I am, you know, have my eyesight back. I didn't have to have corneal surgery. I'm, you know, really happy with that. It's like, yeah. And I know there's, I personally know people who have had, and we cannot use diagnose and cure, thank you, FDA, but doctors, you know, their doctors informed them they had one type of cancer. Another one person that I know of was had leukemia, 45 days, and they do offer the herb in capsule form. So he was taking the capsules and drinking the coffee, and in 45 days, publicly, he says, yes, I had this little bathroom event. His wife goes, he wouldn't believe what came out of him, and he thought he was dying, and he went back to the doctor to see how long he was going to live, and the doctor proceeded to tell him, Norman, you don't have leukemia anymore. What'd you do? So he showed him the coffee and the herb. It was pretty amazing. So there is, in other countries, because this is an international healthy beverage company, other countries are not restricted by the FDA. So if you go online and you find it, you'll see the testimonials. But in the meanwhile, if you want to try this stuff, call me, because I got to tell you about it first, 719-289-4907. And I will show you, if you really are a coffee drinker or if you just want better health, how to sign up and get at wholesale prices, because I like it wholesale delivered to my door. That's the way I roll. So if you would also like to do something like that, give me a call, let me know, and we'll get you going. It's for the membership into the company, it's $49.95 plus, you know, tax and shipping, because it's in your little business kit. So it's not even as much as 90 seconds, love it. Not even as much as a membership like to Costco, or depending on, you know, your Walmart memberships, and it's like well worth the price. Very well worth the price. What else? I also do Reiki. I'm a Reiki master teacher, and I do that by appointments only. I do long distance. I can honestly say I have worked on my children who are in the military and halfway across the world. I've got two sons currently in Afghanistan, and one of them called his, well, this is his third tour of duty. It was on his second tour of duty. He called me and said, Mom, I need you to do what you do for me. And I was like, gee, son, you know, thanks for getting halfway around the world, and then you let me work on you. Thanks a lot. So I did, though, but got his knees back into shape. So this stuff travels because, you know, it's energy. It's through the, you know, through the airwaves, whatever you want to call it. So I know it's effective. I know it works. Let's see, what else? I also do Melaleuca stuff. So Melaleuca is an environmentally friendly household products. I've been with that company for over 20 years and very happy with it. So there's my plug. That's who I am. That's kind of what I do. Do a lot of other stuff, but we won't go into that. Yes, I'm like everybody else in this industry. It's like I am working on a book, and I haven't got, you know, I've got it all in my head. I just need to get it down in some form of media. And we got 10 seconds, and we will see you guys on another day. Actually, I'm doing the Spiritual Learning Connection this evening. I've got it scheduled for 11 o'clock, I think 11 o'clock Eastern time, because I'm going to go attend an online auction at www.treasurevalleyauctionnetwork.com. I'm doing that this afternoon. So anyway, you guys all have a good one, and thanks for listening in. Have an awesome day.